From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump tweeted Wednesday that he has, quote, such respect for the people of Iran as they try to take back their corrupt government, end quote. U.S. National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster told VOA Tuesday that the protests stem from dissatisfaction with Iran's dictatorial regime.
It was over economics to a certain extent, and the skyrocketing of prices, the very high rate of unemployment, especially among young Iranians. And these are people who know the great potential of their country, and they're frustrated to not be able to take advantage of that potential. But it's also been about the external behavior of the regime.
At least 20 people have died thus far in the protests. Somali government officials say al-Shabaab militants have executed 5 men accused of spying for Somali government, Kenyan, and Ethiopian forces. VOA Somali service reporter Mohamed Ola Hassan has the details.
The 5 men were publicly executed by a firing squad in the town of Kuntuare in Lower Shabelle region. Aden Omar, a district commissioner of nearby Barawa, said the men, innocent civilians, were buried in an open ground in Kuntuare town late Tuesday, and a firing squad carried out the execution.
In addition, the U.S. military says it carried out an airstrike Tuesday that killed 2 al-Shabaab extremists and destroyed a vehicle carrying explosives. Canadian ex-hostage Joshua Boyle made a brief appearance via video link for a preliminary hearing on Wednesday after being charged with 15 offenses, including sexual assault, following his release from captivity in Afghanistan. Boyle had a beard and wore an orange jumpsuit in Wednesday's appearance, which lasted only a few minutes. This is VOA News. The Trump administration is reacting cautiously amid indications North Korea is poised to test launch another ballistic missile, possibly as soon as this week. In an interview with VOA contributor Greta Van Susteren on Tuesday, U.S. National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster expressed concern about Pyongyang's continuing development of weapons of mass destruction, saying, quote, North Korea has never met a weapon that it has not proliferated, end quote. McMaster also said that countries needed to do more.
You've seen South Korea just interdict 2 ships and impound 2 ships, and the new UN sanctions will allow even greater sanctions on shipping companies that allow this illicit trade to continue. But really, as everybody knows, China has the vast majority of the coercive economic power over the North, and it's our hope that China will act in its interest. You know, we can't ask them to do more than act in their interest.
Also, North Korea reopened a cross-border communications channel with South Korea Wednesday, the first significant sign the bitter rivals are seeking to improve relations after years of rising tensions. Miller Sager reports that police in Peru say the death toll from an accident involving a passenger bus that went over a steep cliff near Peru's capital of Lima has climbed to 48.
Police say the bus carrying 50 passengers was hit by a trailer truck Tuesday and skidded off the road and over a cliff down to the edge of the Pacific Ocean. Rescuers worked through the evening recovering bodies. The accident occurred at a dangerous turn in the road known as a Devil's Curve. Millar Sega, VOA News.
Analysts predict that 2018's royal wedding between Prince Harry and Meghan Markle could be worth at least $670 million for the British economy. Since the couple announced they're to marry in the picturesque town of Windsor, west of London, local businesses have been eyeing up the royal occasion. Andrew Lee is the manager of the Hart and Garter Hotel.
We're all really excited, both myself, the staff, local people of Windsor are really, really excited. So we're all looking forward to it. It's going to be a massive boost to the economy. It's going to be great to see so many people here for the wedding and actually to host the wedding itself.
The couple will marry in the Gothic St. George's Chapel on the grounds of Windsor Castle, May 19th. A U.S.-based company has dispatched a ship into the Indian Ocean in hopes of resuming the search for the missing Malaysia Airlines Flight 370, even though the company doesn't have a contract to do the job. The search vessel named Seabed Constructor left the South African port of Durban on Tuesday as part of the Ocean Infinity Company's plan to look for debris in the southern Indian Ocean. The ship has unmanned submarines that can descend deep into the ocean. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.